Live in the light and be cleansed. In 1 John chapter 1, 5, 6, pretty simple when you kind of break it down into that. If you live in the light, you are going to be cleansed by His blood. If you don't live in the light, there is no cleansing. There is nothing but destruction. So believe in the light. Live in the light and be cleansed. If we live in the light and proclaim that we're sinless, we're not living in the light. If we live in the darkness and claim that we are sinful, we have a chance to get out of the darkness that we live in and go and find that flicker of light. One of us that are living in the light could be that flicker of light for someone else. There's someone else in the darkness that is looking for some. They admit, "Oh Lord, I am sinful. I have committed grievous sins. Forgive me." A flicker of light begins to shine. We could be passing by that person in the darkness. We're seeing the light, but they're still in darkness, and they see the flicker of hope. And we reach out and we take them by the hand, and we lead them out of the darkness into the light of Christ. It's a good analogy. It's so simple. But then again, here is doubting Thomas, right? In John 20. Are we doubters or are we true believers? Jesus lived amongst us, right? He died and He was resurrected. Of course, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." You know, that's what faith is kind of all about. Is you're in the darkness, right? You're totally in the darkness. But you have faith to close your eyes and believe. And the light begins to appear. So live in the light and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Once that you are in fellowship with one another in the light, then you have a great opportunity to go out and share the light of Christ with those that are in the darkness. That's really what our job is. And you know, as the little girl said, my job is the acolyte. Our job is to carry that light. That's what our job is to carry that light of Christ to those that will believe. Not everyone's going to believe. Some are going to be like Thomas, that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, they are never going to believe. Because we are all sinners. That's one thing we have in common with every sinner in the world. We're all got that same thing. But we have the one thing that they do not. We have the blood of Jesus to cleanse us. So let's share the good news of the risen Christ with a hurting world. Let us pray.